If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We have been discussing some of the jurisprudential laws concerning partnership or shirkah based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei from a couple of episodes ago onwards. And we'd like to continue on the very same subject by asking this question at the beginning of this episode, Sheikh, if you don't mind. Well, as a result of a disagreement between the three of us, somebody asked, we decided to sell the poultry business we own as partners at auction. One of us won the bidding. Ever since, he's been procrastinating to pay us our money. Can this transaction still be deemed, in fact, shari'i and legal?
Well, an auction itself is not a method of determining the price, and it does not automatically transfer ownership either. So for the sale to be valid in Islamic law, the contract must be properly concluded with clear agreements between the seller and the buyer, and all the parties, of course. If that happened, the business belongs to the winning bidder, and his delay in paying the money does not invalidate the transaction. The transaction is in order in the said case, but the seller has the right to demand payment or pursue legal Islamic means to recover what is owed. For example, if the seller let's say fails to receive his money, the thing is that he can take legal action against the buyer, and if the sale contract was never properly finalized, then the business is still considered jointly owned by the partners as before.
I see. Well, somebody asked, a group of people set up a company by way of partnership. The company was officially registered with the authorities. However, I relinquished my share in favor of another individual who bought it from me. He paid me the price by 5 checks, which bounced.
Right.
When I approached the buyer, he took the checks from me and restored my share in the company, but he remained officially the stock holder. It transpired that he sold the share to another party.
Yes.
Does he have the legitimacy to do it, first of all? And do I have the right to demand the restoration of my stake in the company?
Well, it seems from what the question, from what it appears, it seems that it is a kind of deceit or kind of fraud, and the transaction seems to be fraudulent. It is not permissible. Indeed, if, for example, if he sold his share and received payment in the form of checks, but those checks bounced, then later he canceled the sale and took back his share. The situation depends on timing. If the buyer sold the share to someone else before the cancellation took place, that sale is valid and binding, even if his payment to him was faulty. Now, if he sold the share after the cancellation, the share is invalid. If he sold the share after the cancellation, the transaction or the sale is invalid, unless he later approves of it. And of course, if he approves, that means that the transaction is okay. There's no problem with it. And essentially, once a sale is cancelled, he no longer has the right to dispose of the share.
Mm-hmm. I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to partnership, according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khomeini. Somebody asked the Sheikh, two brothers inherited a house from their father. They couldn't reach a settlement as how to divide the inheritance. The case was submitted to the court to decide it.
Right.
The court consulted an expert who advised that the property couldn't be divided and that it would be recommended for either of them to sell his share to the other brother.
Right.
And for the house as a whole to be sold to a third party. Accordingly, the property was sold at auction and the proceeds given to the two brothers.
Right.
Is this sale Shari legal? And can the two brothers receive their respective share of the proceeds?
Well, it seems very good solution as far as I can understand from the question. When heirs cannot agree on how to divide an inherited property, and this is a dispute that usually arises with two brothers or disputing over a property, or one brother and sister, they have a dispute over the inherited property and they cannot come to a settlement. So in such a case, of course, they can turn to a court for resolution, as you rightly explained. If the court, after consulting experts, determines that the house cannot be physically divided without harm, then selling it and splitting the proceeds is a fair solution, as it was stated in your question.
Yes.
In this case, of course, the auction sale is legitimate and shari, and there's nothing wrong with it, and the proceeds can be divided equally between the two brothers. And if there is a sister also, even then, of course, the share, the proceeds is divided among the brother and sister in such a way that each sister takes half of the share of each brother.
I see. One of the partners of a company bought some property with the company's money and registered it in the name of his wife.
Right.
Who has the ownership of the property, first? And second, is the wife legally bound to register the property in the name of the partners, even though her husband will not let her do it?
Well, there are two possible scenarios or situations here. Right. If the partner bought the property in his or his wife's name and then used company money to pay for it, the property legally belongs to him or his wife. Yes. But if he becomes indebted to the company partner because he used the company's capital to buy it.
Yes.
As he has effectively borrowed money from them, from the company.
Yes.
So he remains indebted, and of course the company can take legal action to take back the money that individual took from the company.
I see.
This is the first scenario. If he directly used company funds to purchase the property in his wife's name, this is the second scenario, then the purchase only stands if the other partners consent to it. If the other partners consent to the purchase, there is no problem. Without their permission, the deal is incomplete and it is not valid.
The second
case, of course, his wife has no independent right to the property unless the partners agree to the wife's disposal over the thing purchased by her.
Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad Hossein's program, and also with our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to partnership or shirka according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, is it permissible for some of the inheritors or their agents to have the right of disposal in any way in the state that is still jointly owned by the heirs without the agreement of the rest of the heirs?
Well, it is very clear that when property is inherited jointly, that means that the property belongs to many people. It does not belong to only one specific person. So it remains under shared ownership until divided. And until and unless the property is divided, it belongs to all parties, all heirs. No heir is allowed to sell or rent out or use the estate in a way that affects partnership without the permission of all other heirs.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if one heir acts on his own, the transaction is invalid unless the others give consent afterwards. Of course, if they do give their consent, the transaction which used to be invalid becomes valid because of the consent and permission that came afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And this rule actually, and this hukum of Sharia, safeguards the rights of every heir in this state. Every heir has his or her right in the state, and his right must be protected, must be safeguarded. And this rule that one heir cannot sell the property, the joint, the shared property without the consent of the other is a very reasonable ruling, and it's understandable. It makes sense.
Yes, and I think it's basically the kind of contract or the law that you'll find everywhere. It's quite logical that all of the inheritors must get the consent of all the heirs, all the parties involved to that contract, whether it is a piece of land, a property, or any other, for example, a piece of wealth.
Yeah, it is one of the manifestations of Shirkat al-Ayn, joint property.
Right.
And that makes sense because all the parties must be involved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. Thank you, my dear listeners, for joining your own program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to deal with some of the jurisprudential laws pertaining to partnership according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. From me, Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker, and the rest of the crew, we wish you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.